Wiley Audio is pleased to present Empire, a tale of obsession, betrayal, and the battle for an American icon. By Mitchell Pacelli. Read by Dan Cashman. The Deal and the Deception. How many millions might a man be willing to spend to raise his ego a mile high? How much to lay claim to the heart and soul of New York City? What would a respectable businessman pay? On August 21, 1991, Kurt A. Reich turned the questions over in his head. For the 15 years he had been buying and selling commercial property for Prudential Insurance Company of America, Reich had been trying to fathom what drives men to buy trophy real estate, to pay beyond reason for the opportunity to fix their names to spectacular buildings. On this morning, it was not a matter of idle curiosity. As the real estate gold rush of the 1980s was fading into bust, and financial pressure on the insurance company mounted, Prudential had decided to sell the Empire State Building, and Reich was waiting to meet the mysterious couple who had bid more than anyone else. The ego buyers had indeed been out in force, as the world's most famous skyscraper, curiously enough, was likely to sell for a price that, in the lofty world of Manhattan real estate, was little more than a song. 30 years earlier, Prudential had gutted the building's profit potential. It had leased the entire building for 114 years, an eternity in real estate, to an investment company controlled by a pair of Manhattan real estate titans. Each year, the two moguls paid Prudential a paltry $1.9 million in rent for the 2.5 million square...